From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks with another state track and field update on Kick 106.7. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. We have had two medalists so far this afternoon, most recently a runner-up finish for Cal Hayden of Coon Rapids Baird in the 1A boys shot put. His throw of 52 feet, 9 1/4 inches was good enough for a silver medal. A little bit earlier this afternoon in the boys' long jump for Class 1A, it was a 7th place finish for Trayvon Keeley of Peyton-Sherdan with a jump of 21 feet and 3/4 inch. Those are the highlights of the afternoon so far. Two medals for our area athletes in our Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network coverage area. We've got just 4 events left, and 2 of them will compete in the same event. Different heats, though. Caden Oswald of Coon Rapids Baird will run in the 1A boys 100-meter dash prelims before 7 o'clock. 1A girls 400-meter final, IKM Manning's Addison Bandow will run. And then we'll wrap things up with the 1A girls shuttle hurdle before 8 o'clock. That's a preliminary event. Finals will be Saturday. IKM Manning will run in Heat 3 with Grace Carroll, Araya Miners, Anna Stangle, and Olivia Lindy. And also Coon Rapids Baird will run in that Heat 6. Lauren Cook, Aubrey Hoffbauer, Amelia Eddy, and Malia Clayburg. 4 events left to go today. This update's been brought to you by ET Products, DMAC Carroll Campus, Life's Calling, Wittrock Motor Company in Carroll, Car Buying Made Easy, Feld Fire, Fast Lane Jefferson, and Landis of Ralston. All of today's results and interviews can be found at our website, sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.